This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden continue to cast each other as a threat to Americans' day-to-day security. The November presidential election opponents both have public events Wednesday. President Trump is in the U.S. state of North Carolina, where he will deliver remarks commemorating the 75th anniversary of the ending of World War II. Biden, on the other hand, is in the U.S. state of Delaware, where he's speaking to the media and is expected to deliver a speech that his campaign says will hammer President Trump on school safety during the coronavirus pandemic and accuse the president of making the country less safe. Biden plans to visit Wisconsin tomorrow, days after unrest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man shot by white police. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden's trip to Kenosha comes after President Trump was there yesterday and came down squarely on the side of law enforcement amid violent protests without mentioning either Blake or underlying racial tensions.
These are not acts of peaceful protest, but really domestic terror.
The president and Biden have been dueling over who will make America safer, with the president warning of chaos under Biden and Biden saying the violence now is on the president's watch. His office says Biden and his wife will hold a community meeting and make another stop. Sagar Magani, Washington.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent in an attempt to murder him. Navalny is in intensive care in a Berlin hospital. Merkel said Berlin now expects Moscow to explain itself and Germany would consult its NATO allies about how to respond, raising the prospect of new Western sanctions on Russia, sending Russian asset prices tumbling. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday any new Lebanese government must pursue fundamental reforms to benefit the Lebanese people and regional security. Pompeo told reporters, quote, business as usual in Lebanon just is unacceptable, end quote. An August 4th blast at the port in the capital Beirut killed at least 190 people, shackled the country's economy, and brought down the government. Pompeo added the United States and France shared, quote, the same objective, end quote, for Lebanon. French President Emmanuel Macron was in Beirut Tuesday for consultations. Amnesty International has accused the Iranian government of overseeing a campaign of human rights abuses during a crackdown last year on nationwide protests that were sparked by soaring fuel prices. The rights group said in a report released Wednesday that Iran resorted to torture, rape, and, quote, other ill treatment, end quote, of those involved in the November unrest that rocked the Islamic Republic. Iranian officials said about 200,000 people participated in the protest, while the chair of Parliament's Security Committee estimated at least 7,000 were arrested, and rights groups said the number of detainees was in the thousands. The United States has decided to cut $100 million in aid to Ethiopia amid a dispute with Egypt and Sudan over a dam Ethiopia is building on the Nile, a congressional source told Reuters Wednesday. Ethiopia, Sudan, and Egypt have been locked in a bitter dispute over the filling and operation of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, which remains unresolved, although the reservoir behind the dam began filling in July. The Taiwan government released a new design Wednesday for its passport cover, and the island's popularly known name, Taiwan, is noticeably amplified in a bold font. The redesign is to avoid a connection to China, once the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. Observers say the island's official name, the Republic of China, remaining on the cover in a reduced size, helps de-escalate tensions with China. The official name has made it difficult for Taiwanese people to travel overseas since the start of the pandemic in January. 14 people alleged to be associated with two jihadist terrorists went on trial in Paris Wednesday for their involvement in deadly attacks in 2015. One of the attacks involved Charlie Hebdo, the French satirical magazine. The attack on the magazine's offices was the first in a series of incidents over 3 days in January 2015. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.